Welcome to episode 26 of About Nashville with Mike Rogers. I am Mike Rogers. Hello, everybody. We are at the six-month mark of the start of the show, and it has been a fantastic journey so far. We had to back up and punt. It's not Tuesday. It's Sunday. We're actually recording this on a Sunday because we have all kinds of stuff to tell you and all kinds of stuff to talk about. Me and Holly, we're sitting here with you with our new producer, Colt Whitecastle. I swear that's his name. I'm not kidding you. It sounds like a porn name. It's not a porn name. I actually added the white part to it, but his name's Colt Castle. To me, that sounds like he's either a porn star or a gunfighter in the Old West. I'm not real sure. Colt Castle. What does that name? What does that sound like to you?
It sounds like I want him to take it off.
Oh my gosh!
Is he old enough?
He's a kid. He's a grown man.
He's 18.
No, he's 19. He's 19.
Well, he's old enough.
Okay.
I don't want him to take it off though.
Yeah, don't get him naked. That would take this podcast into a whole other direction.
That's right.
It would be crazy.
And I would be with it.
And I know you would.
That's right.
I know you would. Speaking of which, whatever happened to Hank Hockey?
I don't know. He just kind of disappeared.
What?
Yeah.
He bought you some vegan food and
I made him disappear. You know, I'm really good with, you know, kind of blocking people and manipulating my phone to never have known anybody.
Are you serious? You really did get rid of this guy?
I thought
he was a good guy.
Not for me.
All right.
He'll be a better person for somebody else. I don't like good guys.
Did you take my advice on the other one?
No.
Why?
I haven't taken any advice.
And
I've been focused on just me.
You're just focusing on you.
Yes.
And your toys and everything else that you have that
yes.
that comes with it.
Yes.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
I'm a knockout fighter with a kick-ass band. That's why they call me the Honky Tonk Hitman. A knockout fighter with a kick-ass band. That's why they call me the Honky Tonk Hitman. Yeah.
Welcome to About Nashville with your host, the Honky Tonk Hitman, Mike Rogers.
In 6 months, you know, I want to talk about everything that we've been through in the last 6 months and some of the guests, previous guests that we've had on there. And you know, here's the thing. And this is where I wanted to explain to the listeners why I wanted to, you know, do a hard stop, if you will, and kind of reboot and reset ourselves. The show's really taken off. We have listeners all over the world right now. We have thousands and thousands of listeners that are listening to what we're doing. They really like the show. And I wanted to take a stop. I wanted to stop because we're getting some really, really good, great guests, not good guests, great guests on the show. And I felt like we were doing a disservice to the show. I felt like the show was becoming bigger too fast. It was coming too big too fast. And the show was the sound quality was not as good as the show itself. The show itself is great, but the sound quality did not match the quality of the show. So I just happened to meet Colt, and he is a sound engineer, and he has come on board, and we're going to make the show better. So with that being said, that means we're going to. You know, there's three different ways with which we needed to learn to capture. I spoke a lot about this in the very first episode, with Hardwick, Chris Hardwick. You know, I admitted that the show was going to be flawed, because I wasn't a sound engineer and I didn't want to launch it until it was perfect. But I really wanted to make sure that, we put out a quality product. I just wanted to make sure that we had a product out there. And we didn't. But I still wanted to keep going every single week. Well, it got to a point now where we were having some opportunities being thrown our way, and I didn't feel like we were ready for them. I felt like, you know, we need to step back and reevaluate, rebuild, and make this show sound as good as it should. I know that's a long-winded version of and how we got here, but this is why we're releasing this on Sunday, so we can let the listeners know that we care about the quality of show that you hear, and we're here to make that better. Colt Whitecastle is going to do that for us. I guess I'm calling him Whitecastle because of...
Because you're crazy.
Well, I am crazy, but Joe Rogan, he has a engineer, a producer on his show, and his name is Redman. And Redman actually used to be the producer for Tom Segura, who was on our show.
Yeah.
And then now Tom Segura has a producer that's called Blue Band. I don't know what the hell, if they're related or if they're not related, if it's like some kind of DJ name, Red Band, Blue Band, whatever else. I don't care. But I'm telling you right now, About Nashville has White Castle. We don't have Red Band, we don't have Blue Band, we have White Castle. And that's going to be our producer for this show.
And it's going to stick. That's a good one.
It is a good one, isn't it?
Very memorable.
Absolutely. White Castle is going to be the producer of the show, and we're going to get his name out there to everybody and make sure that we deliver a quality product with White Castle behind the whatever.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah. So whenever we do our little tagline, let's do this thing. It'll be White Castle doing his thing. I guess it won't be really the other way around. And we will continue to do the structure that we do. We will do our opening monologue. We will do the interviews with everybody. That's a whole nother. With White Castle coming on board, we will be able to do studio interviews. We will also be able to do our remote interviews that we continue to do, and we will also do, you know, I've got equipment here that we can take in phone interviews. I didn't know how to use it. So, and I've told the story before about, you know, having that country music artist that I did a whole hour interview with and got one voice, my voice.
Yep.
You know, what I should have done was taken that vocal and just like had you answer the question.
But you love yourself so much.
I do. I'm pretty narcissistic. Okay. I am very narcissistic.
You
so
are.
We're sitting in the recording room at my home, and so Holly's looking at the wall and she says, "You love yourself."
He loves himself. I'm so full of himself.
I do. I am full of myself. If I am, I have a deep needed seed. I'm not spreading my seed anymore.
Please don't.
No, I don't know. I have a deep need for attention. I'm an attention seeker. I'm not as bad as Steve-O or anybody like that. But you know, in the sense that I'm not going to like stick a fish hook through my freaking mouth and feed me to the sharks or blow myself up or put firecrackers in my ass. But
oh, that may be interesting.
It would be scary. I don't like pain that much. You know, and being a former professional fighter, you'd be like, how do you not like pain? Because I tried not to get hit. I've never been big into that. No. But you like attention too. Don't lie.
To a point. But so, hold on. So, before we go any further, you said,
okay,
you know, that White Castle came
along. Would you write on your arm, by the way?
None of your business. Because the... White Castle came along because the show was getting too big too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted to make sure that everything, you know, was as perfect as you could get it.
Yeah.
So, this whole too big too fast, can you kind of, like, bottle that up and sell it?
Yes.
Because honestly, I like, out of all the guys that I've ever dated in my life, like, if you put them all, not all of them, but a lot of them.
Okay.
I can't even put them together to make a
get
medium
closer
size.
To the mic. Get closer to the mic.
To make a medium-sized penis.
Huh?
Yeah. Like, if you bottle up and sell this too big, too fast,
uh-huh,
that, like, would be awesome.
Because
like I said, all the guys that I've ever, not all the guys, but a lot of the guys that I've dated in my life, I can't even put them together and make a medium size dick.
So if you took all their dicks together and put it
So if you bottled up this too big too fast, uh-huh. I could just give it to them all and it'll solve that problem.
That doesn't make any damn sense.
It makes all the sense in the world.
So too big too fast means that we are growing to the point that we are not delivering. It's a business.
Oh, just like the men in my life.
You're nerding me out. So what I meant in a business structure.
I know what you meant, but that's where my mind went.
So I'm talking about business, and you're talking about dicks.
That's right.
So, okay. If we're going to go there, hot and heavy.
No, I didn't want to sidetrack you. I just wanted to let you know what was on my mind at the time. I'm sorry.
Dicks are on your mind. It's a Sunday morning and dicks are on your mind.
Oh, gosh, Lord, forgive me.
Please, Jesus, please forgive me. Dicks are on Holly's mind
at
all times.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sidetrack you. Go ahead and finish.
Okay, so you're telling me that every single guy that you've ever
has been
struggling with small dicks?
A handful.
So they only have a handful?
They don't even have a handful. Like I said, if you put them all together, they won't even make a medium-sized dick.
And
that's bad.
And you dated these guys?
I did.
So
not very long.
Obviously. So no wonder you have so many damn phones.
Right.
So all of the guys, even your husbands?
No, we had a conversation about that one.
I don't remember the conversation.
My ex-husband. I don't have a husband right now, but my ex-husband. No, he did not have that issue at all.
Is this the golden penis?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So he had a big dick.
He had a nice sized dick.
Okay, so we're talking about like 12 inches? Is that what we're talking about here?
I am not going there.
Well, yes, you are. No. You're the one that opened the door. So did he have a 12-inch dick?
No, he's remarrying, so I wouldn't do that.
She doesn't listen to this show, so I don't give a shit. So
she will.
No, she won't.
Maybe.
So 12-inch dick. He has a 12-inch dick?
I wouldn't allow a 12-inch dick to touch me. I like myself, and I want to keep my damn insides. What the hell?
So a 10-inch dick.
He's around the 9-inch area.
That's pretty damn big dick.
That is a pretty damn big dick. I know.
All right.
Well, maybe I'm just expecting too much.
Well, if you've had a 9-inch dick for a long time, everybody's going to disappoint you.
Okay, you may be right. I'm just White Castle's over there shaking his head like, hell yeah.
I know. White Castle's over there going, man's got a point.
Damn, she can deliver a baby.
I'm telling you. I'm just saying, if you were married to a guy with a nine inch dick for ten years, and that's what you come to know as your norm, every man is going to disappoint you when you come at anything that comes after that. Because unless you date a porn star,
no, but I understand that he was on the larger side. I do understand that. I do.
Okay. How did you know that? If that's all you had for years, how would you have known, my husband's bigger than the average bear because he's got a 9-inch dick, if that's all you've known?
Because when you run across other people and they don't, and nobody compares, then you kind of understand that he's on the larger side.
So that goes to the whole thing.
It's kind of weird.
Do girls talk about that when they're like together and stuff?
Me and my girls do.
Really?
Yes.
So y'all are sitting around and you're going, hey, how big is your husband's dick? Well, he's got about a 9-inch dick. And, you know, mine's got about a 7-inch dick. What the hell?
The conversations don't really go like that.
How do they go?
Now, when I was married, I never talked about my husband because I don't trust women.
Okay. So you're like saying, my husband has a 9-inch dick. Really?
Yeah, but never. Hell no. That's like free advertisement. Like, come and look at my husband's penis.
Well, you had a friend fuck one.
She wanted to.
I thought you said that you gave her permission to.
I did.
And what happened?
I don't think it ever happened. I haven't talked to her since then. She wasn't my friend, but
she might have been very, very busy since then. That's why you're not talking to her.
Yeah, she's still alive, so the hoe ain't got none.
Oh my god. The what? The hoe ain't got none? Oh my gosh.
Michael, stop making me act like this.
I'm just saying.
On a Sunday.
Well, I'm, you know, praise Jesus. So a nine inch dick. Yeah, that'll run your expectations for sure.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will.
Because I understand that, like I said, he was fairly large. But we're not going to keep talking about his dick.
Well, I'm just saying, if you know, It, White Castle, help me here, man.
He's already put his input. He's like, yeah, you're right.
Shit. I mean, it's okay. Jesus.
Her expectations are fucked up.
Your expectations are fucked up. That is crazy.
That's okay.
You know, I don't know what to tell you. You better find someone with like a 6-inch tongue. I don't know.
He had that too. So.
Oh, damn. And y'all got divorced. Why? Why did you get divorced? Why did you?
Differences.
Sounds like you had like the golden calf.
No.
So you had the golden child. Give me the night, the night, the night. Give me the night.
No.
I'm looking for the golden child.
No, he's blessed, but just not for me.
Well, for 10 years, I would say he was pretty blessed.
We were children,
for you.
Though. We were children when we got together. We started dating.
No child has a 9-inch dick.
He was a man, but.
All right. Wow, that whole conversation went to the dicks quick.
It wasn't supposed to.
Why?
I just wanted you to know if you could just bottle up the too big too fast.
Let me just say this. Even if scientifically we were able to come up with a pill, and that pill would allow growth in a man's penis, truthfully, like you see them all the time in magazines, take this pill, it'll make you grow 3 inches.
Oh yeah,
you see that, right?
Yeah.
And people buy that shit.
Yeah.
Like all
yeah.
the freaking time, and you're like, let me just say this, even if they had a pill like that in a bottle, men are freaking so stupid that they would just continue to take that shit until the dick was falling out the bottom of their blue jeans. Because they wouldn't know. First of all, they wouldn't know when to stop. Second of all, they couldn't stop. And third of all, they'd be like, I'm telling you, I can do something with this son of a bitch. I'm going to jump rope with it. I'm going to tie it around my neck. I'm going to wear it like a scarf. I ain't even going to wear pants anymore. I'm just going to walk around so everybody can see my dick.
That's a trophy.
It's a trophy. I'm telling you, it wouldn't be the smartest thing in the world to do. To my knowledge, I think that the only way that you could actually ever really do something like that is through surgery. And all they're really doing is cutting some kind of ligament up in there and releasing the dick that you have with inside yourself.
I just say be happy with what you got.
Ain't that the damn
just
truth?
Just make it work.
Make it work. Make it work. But you say that now, but you're like telling me, bottle up that pill, make somebody have some bigger dicks? Because I am not happy with the smaller dicks that I keep seeing.
That's just a few people.
So what you're saying is you like their personality, you just can't handle the fact that they got a smaller dick than you're used to.
Some personalities suck. No.
So let me ask you this. If they had a bad personality and a big dick, could you put up with them?
Nope.
Really?
Really. Not at all.
So if they had a great personality and a small dick, could you put up with them?
Nope.
See, Holly, this is why you're single. You are single because you
has to at least be medium.
What do you consider medium? See, medium to you is probably like, I need it 7.5 inches. That's medium to me. You know, average bear wouldn't have 7.5 inches.
No, like, I don't want a baby dick, okay?
What do you consider a baby dick?
Like 2 inches. Like,
do not talk about White Castle like that. I'm kidding, White Castle.
Like the size of my thumb. I mean, I can't.
Yeah, that wouldn't.
I mean, that's
okay. I get it.
All right.
Let's back off the dick subject because we've been talking about dicks for like 20 minutes.
Too long. That's right.
What else you had going on? Oh, let's talk about the show. So one of the three of the different ways with which we're going to learn to record, and we're going to start recording and moving forward in different directions are. We were going to enhance the way that we're going to rebuild, redo the studio and make much better recordings with inside the studio environment. That is important to do. The second thing is with inside that studio environment, we're also going to work on phone interviews so that we can. There's a lot of people. I've got a laundry list of people that I can reach out to and call. And once we can start doing phone interviews, it will. Allow us to get some really good interviews that way too. I want to do that. The second thing is I want to improve the way in which we capture these remote interviews. And I'm already working with White Castle on how we're gonna, you know, once we go in and we get those interviews and then drop off the files to him and then have him do his thing so that we can get those up there and they're much better quality. So. I believe that once, you know, bringing on White Castle and having him do all his, you know, little magic to the show, it's going to, I think the listeners are going to appreciate it. If they can sit, if, we have got a lot of listeners. And for the fact that they've been sitting and listening to our ass talk all, on this horrible shit. Hey, wait a minute. I got his vocal in the left ear and I got her vocal in the right ear. And she seems to be lower and he seems to be higher. And they're funny as fuck. But I just, you know, it just drives me crazy. We got to figure out how to
appreciate it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Really appreciate it.
Well, it's important to me. It's important to me that we deliver the goods. You know, I said at the beginning I wasn't going. You know, it wasn't going to be perfect, but we're too far from not being perfect that for me to even be able to live with. And you know, but I do appreciate the audience for listening and sticking up with us for the last 6 months and everything else that we've been going through. So what else? You are sitting here wearing a Muhammad Ali shirt.
Yes.
And his gloves.
Yes.
His gloves are about the size of my head.
That's a pretty big glove.
Those are some pretty big gloves.
I don't know. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I like it. Muhammad Ali. Did you wear that for me?
Yeah, I did.
You lie.
I'm not lying.
All right. That's a good little.
I know you like Muhammad Ali, so I thought I'd wear my
I do like Muhammad Ali. I like Muhammad Ali, like Joe Frazier. I liked them all, for sure. You know, I met both of them.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah,
we talked
yeah.
about it.
Did I ever show the pictures?
It. No, you did not. You said you had them.
Yeah, I was at dinner the other night, and we were talking about this, and I started pulling out some pictures and showing them because it was kind of cool. I still can't find that Muhammad Ali picture. That one's driving me crazy. I don't know. My stepmom is looking for it, and she hasn't found it yet, and it's driving me crazy.
I would love to see it.
Oh, another thing that we're going to be doing for the show is I had created an aboutnashville.net website that sent everybody there. So I'm going to redirect. I mean, I don't know. This is going to have to happen within the next 3 or 4 months, but I'm going to have the About Nashville website connected and merged with the honkytonkhitman.com website and combine the two and all go to the same direction. I mean, I'm sitting here keeping two websites alive for no particular purpose.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just going to merge them and do that because I feel like I'm wasting money. What's the point of doing that? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Oh, you have it to blow.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Of course you don't.
No, I don't. No, I do not. So let's talk about some of the guests that we've had on here. We launched the show with Chris Hardwick and April Richardson. How crazy is that? You know, that's pretty nuts. When I first started the show, I'd started it or attempted to start it in 2014 because of the whole, you know, seeing Mark Maron do the Vince Vaughn thing. And I could never get it up and running the way I wanted to. And it wasn't until I got sick that I decided that, you know, it was one of those, you know, points in my life that I'm like, I'm doing this regardless. I'm making this happen. I was sick for a long time.
Yeah, it was.
It was a scary time. And it gave me, the show gave me that that drive, if you will. It allowed me to focus on the show and not on being sick. And because of that, I appreciate it. But we got Chris Hardwick, and we launched with Chris Hardwick and April Richardson. But also, I mean, think of some of these guests that we've had on here, like Robert Els Orrell, Taylor Swift's producer, or Buddy Jewell, you know, the country music singer Buddy Jewell, or Casey Bond, who was in movies with Brad Pitt and Tom Hiddleston, and we had on the cast of General Hospital. I mean, we had on Christopher Tyler and Laura Wright and Finola Hughes and Michelle Stafford and Ryan Pavey, and how lucky was that? We also had on Scott Reeves. I mean, Scott Reeves was on several soap operas, and he's had an incredible music career in country music. And we had on Ray Scott and Emily Brooke, who was a two-time American Idol. Yeah. Wow. And Tom Segura. That was one of my favorite episodes.
That was a good one.
That was a good episode. Yeah, that was a really good episode. And we had on Guy Gilchrist, you know, with the Nancy cartoons and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And how about the legendary guitar player, Tommy Emmanuel? That was pretty awesome. And Steve-O, You know, Steve-O. That was pretty
good. Just saying his name makes me laugh.
Just say Steve-O was a cool dude. You know, I got to admit, Steve-O was a really cool dude, and that was a really good interview. Now, I got a funny story to tell you about Steve-O. So he ends his show, and he's flopping. He starts taking his clothes off. First of all, the man has a tattoo of himself on his back, which was absolutely hilarious.
It's worse than you. That's worse than you. He loves himself more than you do.
Maybe. Maybe. We might be pretty close. He just happens to be a whole lot more famous. So he's ending his show and he's taking off his clothes and everything, and he's wearing his boxers. He's down to his boxers. No. Yeah, that's it. He's down to his boxers. No shirt. No, his pants are down to his ankles, and he's flopping his penis back and forth, so it looks like he's doing helicopter in his penis. And then he drops his boxers, and there's nothing there. Look, he looks like he's got a puss, and because he has it all tucked up underneath himself. And I thought, that is the coolest shit. So when the interview was over with him and everything, I asked him, I said, how did you do that? And because he started laughing at me, and he told me how he does it. When he's flopping it up back and forth like that, when he flops back, he tucks everything into his legs. And so, you know, obviously, I'm going to try that shit. And I had my boxers on, and I was in my bathroom, and I'm flopping my dick up back and forth, pop, 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 pop. And then every single time that I drop my boxers, it looked like, you know, I was smuggling two oranges. My dick was, it looked, I could, my balls are too big to do that prank. There's just no, I have orange size, I have oranges, they're the size of oranges. I might have the biggest balls that you could ever imagine. And I couldn't hide them in my legs. So I'm like trying to push my nut sack and my dick into my legs so that I can get that whole, that look that he did. I couldn't even do that. I mean, it'd be like tucking them in and and he'd pop right back out, like, nope, 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 I'm coming back out. Hold on, you got to see the nut. I'm here.
And you have to come up with something else.
And, I was like, I ain't never doing that trick. Hell, I'd look like, no, it just didn't work. It looked like a camel toe blew up. It looked like a camel toe. It looked like a camel toe just went.
It's not a good visual
at all. It is what it is. What else has been going on with you? So you got rid of all your men now. So Bucky Baseball's gone. Willie Wallace gone.
All of my men.
Hank
Hockey. You make me sound like a whore. All of my men?
You're the one talking about needing a bigger dick size. I am just saying.
All of.
Well, okay, yeah. You got a lot of men.
I do not.
You've gone through more men than I've gone through underwear.
Maybe, but we're just testing waters. We're not taking it to that other level.
So you're
yet,
just buying that underwear. You ain't real. You mean you're just trying it on. You ain't
I'm not
really
wearing
buying it.
That's right.
Well, you'll wear it.
Mm-mm.
You just won't keep it. You're the kind of person that's going to go buy the underwear, wear it once, and throw it away.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. It's a whole new world.
That's right.
It's a brand new world.
Right.
You do what you got to do.
That's right.
And you know, so you got more phones than a drug dealer.
Hey, stop that! Stop that.
So yeah. Anyway, so what's going on in your world
Nothing.
And all that? Did
Nothing.
You ever get that fence built?
I did not. I had a estimate. She told me $1,350. I looked at her and I laughed.
Mm-hmm.
So, needless to say, my dad does work like that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want him to come out because he's getting older. I don't want him out in that heat. I don't want him doing stuff like that. So, anyway, he came out anyway. I called him. And I was like, Dad, just, you know, come and look and let me know what I need, because I was going to attempt to do it myself.
Okay.
So, he's like, no, you know, Holly, I'll do it. Just, you know, get the material. So, you know, I gave him money to get the material. The only thing about that, my dad has this best friend that he's going to bring with him. Equally old.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Michael Horton. Hey, Michael. Okay, so Michael Horton will do anything for a case of beer.
Really?
Anything? Yeah, he will. hell. Like, he'll work his ass off for a case of beer. So I'm like, okay, you bring Michael Horton, that's fine, but he'll talk your head off. And Michael Horton has this one tooth in his mouth. Just one.
Okay.
It's his front tooth, and it moves.
Did he talk like this?
He didn't really talk.
How much beer do you have for me? I would like to drink the beer, and I would like to build your fence for
That's
you.
That's right. I don't care. But he has this one tooth that moves around in his mouth. One day Yosemite's on the left side. Mm-hmm. Other day Yosemite's on the right side.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, Michael. So we really don't do a lot of talking. He doesn't do a lot of talking, but he'll drink all your damn beer.
Does he do a lot of working? How the hell is he working if he's talking?
He will work his ass off. He will. For a fucking case of beer. I can't beat that.
No, I you know, you can't. So, did he fix it all for you?
It's been raining, so they really hadn't got a chance to.
All right, please tell me you're going to put concrete in this time.
Dark. Yes.
All right.
I'm just not going to put sticks in the ground and
okay. So
drill
you'll,
it
you'll at least have concrete and you'll
I
make
will.
It. Okay.
I will.
Yeah, that's you want to secure that thing. I still can't believe that the whole thing was blown over by the storm.
It was.
So you're going to go to the fair? You know, the fair's in town.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not big on the fair.
Why?
I'm not big on rides because I always get sick. I've never been able to do rides. Ever.
Really?
Ever. And you know, since I'm vegan, I can't eat the food and it's really going to tempt me. So I don't think I'll go.
Speaking of food, I am fixing to get real serious about working out.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. I got to. Like, ever since, the surgery, I feel like it's weird because like I can be walking around, if I don't eat, I walk around normal and I look normal, but then if I have a big dinner, it goes straight to my gut. Like I walk around with this gut, like it just, I don't know, it's the weirdest thing in the world. So I'm fixing to start.
So either, you bloat?
Like. I bloat. Yeah, I do. Like I literally take off my shirt and walk around the house screaming more cowbell.
So maybe that's your, maybe your balls are bloating. That's why you can't.
My balls?
Yeah, that's why you can't tuck them like when you do your pop.
Uh-huh.
You can't, that's why they're the size of oranges. Maybe they're bloated.
I don't know. I've always been that way. Even when I was like a little bitty kid.
Before you were bloating. Okay.
Yeah. I was always weird that way. I was really to the point that I was self-conscious about it. I didn't even like to shower with people because like that motherfucker has some big ass nuts. He's got some big balls. I'm like, you goddamn right, I got some big balls. And I will beat your ass with these big balls. I will slap you across the face with these big balls.
That will run somebody off.
It will.
Just knowing that they're going to get beat up by some balls.
I did it, you know, it's nuts.
Huge wins.
So, I think we're going to go to the fair later on today and take the kids and everything. The last time I was at the fair, I was walking past, they have all these games and stuff, and the guy goes to my daughter, hey, get your grandpa to win you a prize. And I looked at her and I looked at him and I was so pissed. And I was like, what does my granddaughter want to win?
You don't look like a grandpa.
I don't look like, well, I look a lot older than people with kids that age.
That's very true.
You know,
very true.
There's, you know, I have a son as old as White Castle.
Right.
And so it's kind of odd that, you know.
Well, I guess that could be true.
What do you mean?
Your son's old enough to have children.
Right.
So maybe, I mean, your daughter's what, two, the baby?
Well, I have a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old. So,
I mean, you could possibly be their grandfather.
I know. In Arkansas, no, in a lot of places. But, I mean, mathematically, scientifically, yes, I could. It just was a shot to the gut, you know, because it doesn't matter how old you are. In your mind, in your head, you think that you are who you are in your prime. Like I will never forget this, like, we were at a football game, and there was this, like, beautiful little girl, and she was on her phone talking and everything, and I was just kind of being flirty, and I walked up, I said, hey, are they calling for me? And she said, no, sir. And I was like, I will fucking crawl under a rock now.
What was she supposed to say?
Nah, man. I don't know. But looking at me and going, "No, sir," was like, "Oh shit, she sees me as old man." And then I felt perverted. And then I'm like,
"Oh no."
Right? And then I'm like, "Oh damn, I just turned into that dirty old man. What the hell?"
But we don't want that.
No, I don't want that. So, needless to say, that's how that went about. But so you still doing the workout Shakeology thing too? You doing all that?
Not the Shakeology. Mm-hmm. No.
I know somebody will sell you some.
I do too. I don't want any. no, not the Shakeology. But like I said, just the whole vegan lifestyle. So. Yeah, I'm still doing that.
Well, you know, Steve-O's a vegan.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I did not. Yep. So what did you learn from him that I can take from it?
Don't smoke crack.
I don't do that anyway, so.
No, I don't know. We didn't talk about that on the show, but he's a vegan. He's been a vegan for years. Pamela Anderson's a vegan.
Yeah.
There's several vegans, but I don't, for me... there's no way in the world that I could talk my family into doing it too. So it would be like, all right, we got to buy this for me, and then we got to buy all this for you.
Yeah.
There's just you're like the dictator of the house. So you're like,
that's right.
If I eat this shit, y'all are eating it too.
Exactly.
And that would not, my wife would beat my ass.
Even though I don't tell them they can't eat what they want. Mm-hmm. It's just, if I set the example, they follow.
Okay.
So that's the, but I mean, when they get around my mother and my sisters and my family, they eat what they eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I just put it out there, and if they want to pick up on it, they will.
See any good movies?
No.
What's the last movie you saw?
No. Oh gosh, you would ask me that. I don't know.
Sure you do.
I do not know.
If you say Straight Outta Compton is the last movie you saw.
That's probably it, but I cannot.
You don't even watch movies at the house? Do you watch Netflix?
No.
Hulu?
Nope. Nope.
None of that?
No. My kids take over the TV when we get home.
Okay.
So I don't
read books?
Yeah.
What do you read? What's the last book you read?
The last book I read was... I can't even remember.
Really? Are you serious?
I am so serious. I can't remember.
Okay. So, and you can't remember the last movie. Straight Outta Compton was the last movie you saw.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
You seen CIA?
No.
With the Rock and...
I saw Jason Bourne. I did see that last week.
Okay.
I did.
And tell me about, what did you think about the new Jason Bourne movie?
It was okay. It just wasn't the best.
What made it not the best?
The storyline just wasn't what I was expecting. It was a typical storyline.
Mm-hmm.
You could guess everything that was going to happen. Of course, you know the action is there because that's Bourne. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it really just wasn't. It wasn't a 5-star for me.
My daughters loved the new Ghostbusters movie.
Did they really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. 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 To the point that they now want to watch the old Ghostbusters movies.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So,
that's always the case.
Yeah. That was like.
I have to take my son to watch it.
And it's all girls now this time too.
Really?
Yeah, the whole crew.
The whole cast
is all girls. The funny part about it is they had cameos from all the original Ghostbusters.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All of them but Dan Aykroyd. He wasn't in there for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. I don't he must have been doing something else or had other plans or whatever else. But all of them were in there. Sigourney Weaver, Bill Murray.
Wow. I have to see it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was really cool. I liked it. You know, it's got a lot of negative reviews and a lot of people were like pissed because why you got the girls in there? Why did you just put the butt, you know?
I've seen that.
What the hell? What does it matter? It's funny as shit. And every damn one of them were funny. I mean, I think that in all the negative reviews or anybody that you know, I'm not going to say they're bigots because that's an awfully harsh term and it may not even be correct, but I just think that they weren't given a fair shake.
Well, you know, a lot of times with original movies, when they remake them, they want them to be like the originals. It's hard to separate yourself from the original.
Yeah, but if you're going to remake something, in my personal opinion, what's the point of remaking it if you're not going to give it a different spin or a different viewpoint or a different look? Because if all you're doing is just adding the same different actors but doing the same thing, what's the point? Just watch the old thing.
Well, but you have to realize the generation that we have now, a lot of them don't know the original.
I'm just going to tell you right now, if they redo Back to the Future.
Oh, gosh, they should.
No.
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Why?
Because that was the best.
So I heard at some point that they were talking about redoing Back to the Future, but it was going to be like, instead of going, what they were going to talk about doing, instead of, it would be like today going back to 1985.
whose future are they going back to?
I don't know if it would have to do with, you know, Michael J. Fox or any of those.
Right, of course.
But instead of it, you know, being in 85 going back to 55, it would be, you know, it'd be now and going back to the 80s, which is when obviously the original came out.
Right.
And that would be kind of weird. But I don't know. I just think it's a terrible idea.
Do you think it'll ruin the original?
I think that it would be very dangerous if you didn't have the right people in it and you didn't. It could be very, I don't know who could play that part of Michael J. Fox. I'll tell you a story that you may not know. Did you know that they recorded like half, I don't know if it was half, but it was at least a quarter of the movie, Back to the Future, and then had to stop. And they had to refilm it all over again and bring in Michael J. Fox. Because the actor that they originally brought in was Stoltz, Eric Stoltz.
No.
Do you know who Eric Stoltz is?
I do not.
He's a decent actor from the 80s, and he's in several things that you would recognize.
I was a baby in the 80s. I was born in 80. Sorry.
Anyway, so, and they recorded several, you know, scenes and stuff, but they realized that he didn't have that charisma or that something that they were looking for, so they had to go back and hire Michael J. Fox and redo and refilm it all over again.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I did not know it. Interesting fact.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, you know, who knows? Golly, Jason Bourne, really?
Yeah. And before that, and then I remember, before that I took my son to see the Turtles, which was really good.
Oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, and I really liked it. I did. It was good.
What was it about it that you liked?
I liked the fact that they were able to bring on some of the original characters. They had Casey Jones, and then, of course, April O'Neil was there, who's my girl. They had Bebop and Rocksteady. It was really good.
Was Megan Fox in this one?
No.
No? She was in the last one, wasn't she?
I don't know. I didn't see the last one.
Okay. Who was the stars in this one then?
Oh, I don't know. Everybody was in costume. I don't know.
Well, the girl, there's like always this reporter girl. I mean...
That's April O'Neil, right?
Yeah. Who played her?
I'm not big on actors and actresses.
Oh, my gosh.
Just know she was hot.
Oh, it may be Megan Fox. I have no earthly idea.
She was hot.
Do you know White Castle? Who was it? Who was the girl in that show? I can tell by... He's like, no, I am... No, I do not know. So, all right, man. Is there anything you want to tell everybody before we close the show out?
We got to break him in.
So yeah, we do got to break him
today,
in.
But just not today. He's a little nervous.
So what is it?
Today.
What is it that you're gonna put him on the spot? What is it that you're gonna bring to the show that's going to take this show to the next level?
Sound quality.
Sound quality. All right. Yes. Sound quality. That is what White Castle is bringing to this show. We're going to the next level. We got some really good interviews that are going to be coming up. Some high profile interviews that are going to be coming up. We got a lot of things in the works. We are excited about it. Stick with us, everybody. And in the world of podcasting and all that other good stuff, dream big, everybody.